There's a headline on our website this morning. Immigration push hits a wall as Senate deadline nears. That doesn't sound good. As the Senate debates an immigration measure, a bipartisan group of senators did come up with a deal yesterday, but President Trump has signaled he would not be supportive. Republican Senator Tom Cotton is a close ally of the president.
The president's framework bill is not an opening bid for negotiations. It's a best and final offer.
In other words, do what the president wants, he says. NPR's Kelsey Snell covers Congress. She's in our studios. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why wouldn't this bipartisan deal be enough?
Well, they had this deal early in the day yesterday. It looked like things were really coming together, but it's being negotiated by a relatively small number of senators. And it is far narrower than what the White House would like to do. The White House wants to rein in some parts of legal immigration, and these senators say that they don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. So there's this deal on the table that would give a path to citizenship for people who were brought to the country as children and don't have legal status.
Right.
There's funding for a wall that President Trump wants.
Right.
But the sticking point is what else is in there. The bipartisan group wants basically nothing else in there. The president wants to limit legal immigration.
Yeah, he refers to it as his four pillars. And the president has said over and over that he will only support bills that get to those four pillars. And this bill gets close, but it doesn't get all the way there. And while that's progress, that is certainly progress, none of the negotiators that I spoke with yesterday were able to commit to me that they have enough votes for that to get passed.
Oh, that's the question. Do you have 60 votes? So what's the atmosphere like?
It is testy. It is frustrated, and people are getting upset. Senator Chuck Grassley spent a lot of time with reporters yesterday telling us how he thought that this was time to get a deal. He's the main sponsor of the White House-backed bill. He worked on a bill in 2013. Here's a listen to what he said.
If they want to bring justice to the DACA kids and the Dreamers, now this would include the Dreamers, then wouldn't they get behind it? This is what they've been pleading for.
Yeah, that day that he's talking about is Democrats. He was getting worked up. This was actually one of the least worked up times that we saw him. Hmm. He doesn't understand why they aren't getting a deal, why they can't just get something across the finish line. And people, Democrats, tell me it's because the president won't support the other agreements that are out there.
And the president's word can influence that many Republican votes at this point.
Well, absolutely. It's a political risk to vote for something like this, a bipartisan bill that doesn't have the support of the president, particularly because Speaker Ryan has said that he wouldn't allow a vote on something that doesn't have the support of the president.
Oh, and so lawmakers have to ask, why would I take a risk for something that seems unlikely to become law anyway?
Right. And so we'll see the Senate vote on about four different proposals today, and it's unclear if any of them have the votes.
Kelsey, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Kelsey Snell.